Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie West Elementary School Counselor and Feed the Kids Board Member Leanne Bender about the food pantries in the Mid Prairie School District. This is the second part of a two-part interview.
And so what typical items are provided from this food pantry as far as the food?
So we have a variety of pasta, from spaghetti to things that come in boxes that are for cheese and noodle or Alfredo meals. We also have the sauce to go with the spaghetti. We have macaroni and cheese. We have a variety of canned fruits and vegetables. We have cereal. We have some snack items like dried fruit or some trail mix. They call them trail mix balls, actually. Mm. We also have some tissues, facial tissues, and deodorant for both male and female, and have some toothbrushes that were donated. And then in our perishable foods, we have lots of different pork items, ground turkey, hot dogs, buns for those, some shaved meats that could be made into sandwiches, as well as some bagels and other bread products.
With a small turnout for the pantry, has that been a concern for the West Elementary Pantry as far as the possibility of food spoiling?
No, because we had the good fortune of Feed the Kids reaching out to the community last spring to ask for a deep freezer donation, and a generous community member purchased that for us at the appliance barn. So those items are kept frozen.
What qualifications do parents need to have to access the pantry, and how often can they visit the food pantry?
They can participate anytime, as much as they would like, and the only requirements are first that they have a child attending West Elementary to use the West Elementary pantry, or a student attending the middle school to use the middle school pantry, and would be the same for any of the schools. And then there is some state requirements from the Feeding America program in terms of income eligibility. It requires that a one-person household have an annual income of $21,978 or less, and then incrementally increases for the size of the household. So a two-person household would be $29,637 for annual income or less. A four-person household, $44,955 or less, and so on. So I feel like the guidelines are very generous. Families do have to be agreeable to signing each time that they receive food on what we call a TFAP eligibility form. TFAP stands for Emergency Food Assistance Program. So I haven't had any parents concerned with that, because that information doesn't go anywhere but between HACCP and I. So their privacy is protected that way.
And I wonder, with holiday breaks coming up, Thanksgiving and winter breaks, I wonder if that is kind of a concern, you know, for families or students who maybe rely much on the school lunch program and
exactly
what
where I'm coming
provides,
from when yeah. I say I fully expect that as we approach these breaks in our school schedule, that there will be an increased need for items from the pantry.
And I imagine the pantry can probably only be accessed when school is in session?
For the most part, although I live close enough that I am willing to meet families at the school at other times if that is needed.
Are you doing anything extra as far as providing for kids when it comes to having these breaks?
We always provide a bag, even for the short school weeks heading into a break. So for instance, next week is only a 3-day school week, but we will still send home an Operation Backpack food bag with them so that they have that to carry them through the weekend again. we don't ever want them to be in a position to struggle. And we'll do that at winter break and spring break as well. And we tried in the past to, especially at winter and spring break, add more to the bags. But it becomes tricky because with elementary age students, they can only lift so much, and so we have to be careful that what we're putting in there isn't beyond their ability to carry home either.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Mid Prairie West Elementary School Counselor and Feed the Kids Board Member Leanne Bender. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.